B-Pod Studios.
It's an app.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Tucker and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bruins are going to collect their seventh consecutive win. This is a black and gold freight train. Icing is waved off. Johansson back of the net. The last time they won this many playoff games in a row, you have to go back to 1972. And the horn sounds. Tuukka Rask closes out the series with another shutout. The Boston Bruins are headed to the Stanley Cup Final for the third time this decade. They sweep the Carolina Hurricanes in four straight. And for the first time since 1990, the Boston Bruins will start the Stanley Cup Final in Boston.
All right, that is the case. 95, the Sports Hub. All right, Rich, I have not heard these clips, so if you want to set it up.
So, I mean, it was an ass-kicking, the Carolina series, and now that it's done, the Bruins are going to be waiting for another week. They don't end up dropping the puck until Memorial Day, 1 week from today. At 8 o'clock, so they're going to be sitting around for a while.
10 days off.
Is it 10 or is it 11? Because it was like last Thursday.
Yeah, 11.
It's a lot of days. But Jesus. The day after all of this was done and over with, and Carolina got their asses kicked, you thought this was all finished. And Fred, unfortunately, the people in Carolina will not shut up about you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, by the way, this guy, who I think it is, his program director emailed our program director and said how lovely it was and how much fun it was. So they want to get...
This is not that guy. This is not the guy we had in studio.
No.
His boss. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you guys didn't see it. I did.
Okay.
It was sent to me. Yeah, he sent an email to our program director, and I told our program director, I believe it's true, he's trying to get out of that hellhole market. But they want this. I know we're playing it. They want us to play this.
Yeah.
Like, they desperately want us to play this.
They do, but I think it's worth playing. I actually thought this was a fairly interesting break that they had. So this is a guy named Kyle Bailey. He's the afternoon DJ on that station, and he's been trying to, like, rile us up, although he said some things on Twitter that are pretty hysterical. I don't know how Rich is convinced all of these people up north that he's lived down south. And I'm like, well, I mean, because I have for like 20 years.
Where is this information that you lived in Long Island on?
I was born in Long Island.
No, I know, but like you didn't like kind of, it's not like.
I think it's on my Wikipedia page.
Okay, but it's not like any portion of, like, how long were you in Long Island?
Oh, just for like less than a year.
Yeah,
like, I was born
there.
That's
like Pittsburgh. I was born in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I lived there for like 8 months.
The best is they said, second, his last name is Shurtenlieb. And his own bio says from Long Island. Like, in other words...
Ah-ha! You've been outed!
What are you saying?
No, he's saying that you're Jewish.
You went to Camp Young today, is what they're saying.
And apparently no Jewish people live down south. They've all been chased away.
I know, but if you're there and you're from Long Island, that's a special kind of person, apparently.
What are you saying? First of all, I'm Catholic. And second of all,
That's not important.
Real quick. So my son's going to this camp.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, I don't want him to go to religious camp. And so my wife put him in this camp. She's like, I had no idea that it's religious. On the cover of the brochure, it says a camp for Jewish boys. There's like two lines of text. And on the back, there's an American flag and Israeli flag.
Yeah.
She's like, I didn't know. And it's literally the name of the camp.
Why better?
I keep thinking about this. So he's like, well, with that Jewish last name of his, there's no way he'd live down south because we've chased them all away. What are you saying by putting that on? It's unbelievable. We're just good, kind people. But wait, that tweet right there.
No. Bless your heart.
No, yeah. They're not. They're very insecure people.
So this guy, Kyle Bailey.
They have a lot of shame.
All right, so Fred told the story last week about his producer trying to get him on the show, and they'll kind of recap it here. So this is from Friday's show. And by the way, he tweeted that he's going to give Fred the what for.
Yeah, he put some, so like, and it was like yo jeesh or something was how he started it, which the lack of any kind of realistic language that you can use down there is unbelievable. You got to talk like Andy Griffin. Oh, jeez, yes.
You're in the clubhouse with Kyle Bailey.
Before we get on to all the sports thing that we're going to do today, there's something I got to get off my chest. I told you on Twitter.
Why do you not talk in your normal voice?
First, I got to puke. There's something I got to get off my chest. I got a big thing of milk stuck in the back right by my yoga.
This is what you're supposed to sound like on the radio. This is my conversational voice.
Twitter earlier that we had something to discuss when a couple of morons in Boston who host a morning radio show hung up on Carolina Hurricanes beat writer Chip Alexander. I used a few minutes to rant and rave about it, not because a couple of dudes from up north were making fun of Southerners. That's something that's been going on for 150 years. I don't really care about that. It just pissed me off that they were so unprofessional and disrespectful of Chip's time when all he did was volunteer his time and his knowledge to come on their show. But then last night happened. I was at dinner with my wife and a friend when my phone started ringing, and I looked down to see that it was our executive producer, Julian Council. Now, Julian doesn't call me after hours unless it's important.
Well, that's quite a show you got there.
Wow, you really care about your work.
Yeah, there's no communication after the show. That's when all the communication happens.
It's where everything happens.
Yes, you see,
you like talk stories
to,
break.
Yes, you talk to your producer in the evening. That's precisely when you would talk to your producer.
I'm busy. I'm in the lab. I'm in the take lab. No one can introduce.
And who's this friend of yours? This third wheel? Is something going on that we don't know about?
We're dropping the keys in the punch bowl. We're having a little bit of a party.
It was an audition of sorts for this gentleman. Was he going to be able to keep up?
Now, Julian doesn't call me after hours unless it's important. We generally leave work at work once we're gone. So the fact that he was calling me at 7:30 meant that it was probably something important. And when I answered, Julian's first words were, "Dude, you aren't going to believe what just happened." So last week, when this whole thing first happened, I told Julian to reach out and ask Fred Tutcher, host of the morning show Tutcher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub, if Fred wanted to come on our show and explain why he dislikes Southerners so much, and really then after that even to talk about the Bruins and the Hurricanes series. Fred never responded to him. Never responded. And, well, that was until yesterday morning. He texted Julian.
Yeah, it was the day after.
Okay, so the way he's making it sound like is like a week went by, no, and then you got back to him.
I didn't see the text until the next day.
Okay.
It's crazy. More than one person texted me that day, which actually is crazy. I don't have many people to contact me.
Ryan Johnson just said, does it sound like this guy is reading his rant?
Yes. Yeah, I just
oh, he's pulling a Rome?
Sure. He wrote all this
down. This is very Rome-esque.
Yeah.
I was out at dinner with my wife and a gimp.
I asked him, would you
me set the scene.
Would you like the filet mignon? And he said, couldn't hear him through the ball gag that was in his mouth.
Let me set the scene. Here I am at dinner with my wife and a friend when the phone rang. This is all necessary backstory.
Never responded. And, well, that was until yesterday morning. He texted Julian and asked him who owned our radio station. When Julian told him we're an intercom station, Fred said, well, he can't make any appearances on intercom stations. So that makes sense that he's not able to join us. Guys from his station have done it before. A former Patriots quarterback and midday show host up there, Scott Zolak, Tony Maserati, they've been on with us on multiple occasions. Both have been awesome, super gracious with their time.
Yeah, by the way, that was when they were owned by CBS. We're not allowed on intercom stations.
Have you thought for a quick moment that maybe that's where they got the number? From one of those two guys?
Then I don't know why they didn't tell me. I'm not mad at who gave him the number. I'm just furious that they didn't tell me. No, I went a little nuts. But I admit it.
Well, he continues.
But Fred told Julian that he couldn't come on and then started asking Julian who gave him his cell phone number. And Julian told him, well, you know, I can't tell you that. And Julian wasn't wrong. Maybe that's a rule that not everybody abides by in this business, but most do. I always have. In this business, producers and hosts share numbers, they share contacts, and sometimes we disclose them, but more often than not, that really never comes up. I never ask. I've never once been asked that question. Producers and hosts and other people in this business get my cell phone number all the time, and they reach out to me and ask me to do interviews and other such things.
Why?
Why would they interview
you? Why would anyone want to talk to you?
So he said, this guy sounds like he's about to give a long-distance dedication.
This one goes out to the third guy we had dinner with.
Why would anyone contact you? A and B, everyone. You don't call someone out of the blue and tell them how you didn't get their number. We've never done that. No. I've never done that. I've been radio for 20 years. I've never done that. Especially for something as benign as just asking someone from another radio station to come on the show.
Matter of fact, most times when I ask somebody who I've never contacted before, I say, blank gave me your number. Yes. It's like a way to introduce yourself.
Yes.
Hey, just we have mutual friends.
Of course. You don't just reach out of the blue and then say, you know I can't give you the number. No, what are you talking about? You dumb hick.
Sometimes they tell me where they got my number. Most of the time they don't. I don't.
Well, out of three phone calls, you didn't know.
I don't really worry about it too much because that's just the nature of the business. But Fred Tutcher is a nut job. When Julian wouldn't tell him who shared his number, Fred called Julian. He demanded to know who shared his number and then started dropping F-bombs and cussing Julian out.
Yeah, baby.
When Julian wouldn't tell him who gave the number.
You really did that?
Yep.
There's more to it also. We went through it at about 8:30 yesterday.
I know, but let's hear how accurate the description is.
Okay.
From their side of things.
Right there is very accurate.
Okay, I kind of figured.
So Julian did the right thing and hung up on him. Well, Fred became unhinged at that point, apparently, and kept calling back. Julian declined the calls and then blocked his number and then called me to tell me what happened. So that's the story. That's what happened. But this morning, up in Boston, on 98.5 The Sports Hub, Fred Tutcher told a very different version of that story.
Okay. That's exactly what happened.
So they play a clip.
Okay, but we have to break.
I know. We'll come back. But they play a clip, and the clip that they play is exactly what they said. All right?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I became unhinged.
There's another aspect, though, that they say you're lying about.
Oh, well, what could I have possibly done? I swore at the guy, and then I went and had other people in other states call him.
That was brilliant. Just, you had Nick call him five times.
Like, what could I be lying about? I admit I went in psycho.
He's going to call you out, Fred. Oh, get ready.
I guarantee you they don't play the part where I said I was acting insane. Because I was acting insane. Everything they've said so far is absolutely correct. I cussed the guy out.
You might end up being named the Tool of Tuesday or something naughty like that.
Oh, I don't know about that.
So he said, is he continuously taking a dump?
All right, this is the final thing with these guys.
No, this is pretty funny.
I know, but their program director desperately wants us to do this.
Fine, we play.
He desperately wants us to do this.
Good, please. If I get more of, puking Jim Rome.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
An app.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Tutcher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Bruins are going to collect their seventh consecutive win. This is a black and gold freight train. Icing is waved off. Johansson back of the net. The last time they won this many playoff games in a row, you have to go back to 1972. And the horn sounds. Tuukka Rask closes out the series with another shutout. The Boston Bruins are headed to the Stanley Cup Final for the third time this decade. They sweep the Carolina Hurricanes in four straight. And for the first time since 1990, the Boston Bruins will start the Stanley Cup Final in Boston.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Listening at home to Tutcher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
When a couple of morons in Boston who host a morning radio show hung up on Carolina Hurricanes beat writer Chip Alexander.
swear to God, this is it. So this show is called me and texted me, and I asked where the number was, how they got the number, and the guy said, "I know you know I can't tell you," which I don't know that at all. So I started swearing at him, and then they'll explain how nuts I went. But they desperately want us to play this call because the program director of their station emailed our program director and said how much fun this all was and da da da. So this is this whole segment is gonna is to goad us into talking about them. But so,
good, because I actually found this very entertaining.
So congratulations!
They win. Then they win.
Okay, so so they've said that I. You know, I'm a...
they played the clip of you and you telling the story, and it was everything that they said had happened. Now, there's this.
But he goes on to say that basically, in his badassness, you know, that Fred Tutcher is, that in response to Julian doing what Julian should do, that he employed a bunch of buddies in Boston and Virginia and elsewhere to blow up Julian's phone and to harass him and to make his phone ring off the hook. Julian Council, turn your mic on. Did you get a single phone call last night?
No, and like, here are the facts. I text this guy. You asked me to text him to get on the show after the whole thing happened with Chip Alexander last week in Raw.
Simple invitation.
I texted him that day, last Thursday, on the 9th. Yesterday was the 16th. He responded to me yesterday morning around 9:30 or whatever.
How is that possible? I'm on the air.
I don't know, but he said it had been a week that he had texted you.
No, it had been a day.
Okay.
And that... The whole series wasn't a week.
Now, were you going to go on?
No.
Okay, then why ask what station or what company owned them?
Because I'm not allowed to go on Entercom stations, and that was going to be my out. I was going to say, oh, yeah, I can't go on your station.
Oh, okay.
And then I asked for my phone number, and he didn't get back to me, so I went nuts.
Okay.
And why would I... The guy turned off his phone. Like, it said this phone is not in service. Nick called it the next day. Were you here for any of that?
I heard you mention a little bit of that.
Yeah, Nick called the next day, like that morning, and it still said, like the guy had like basically like disabled his phone. And I didn't call my friends to harass him. I called my friends to find out if they would answer the phone to ask again, how the hell did he get my number? Now, was that psycho behavior? Probably. But I was upset.
Asking me, right. Hey, what station do you work for? What company? I said Intercom. He said he can't come on and ask me who gave me his number. I ignored him because, like, I'm not going to tell you. So he called me back at 7:55, 11 hours later, demanding I tell him who gave me his number.
Well, did I call him at 9:30 or 7:55?
You said you texted him, I think, at 9:30 and then called him at 7:55. Like, you let some time pass.
Demanding I tell him who gave me his number. Oh, that's true. And I said, you know, I can't tell you. And he's like, F you. Yes, you can.
Yes.
I was like, so you're really going to call me right now? Like, in this tone, like, you're really going to call me right now and curse at me about this? And he's like, yeah, F you, man. Who gave me your number? Who gave my number to you? And I was just like, I hung up. And he called me back immediately. I declined it and then blocked his number as soon as possible. So he goes on his show this morning and tells his version of the story, which that part was true, but then says a bunch of people, some guy from Virginia called me, that like he
Clayton.
Called me from his son's phone.
Yeah.
Yep. No one's called me from the Boston area code or from Virginia.
He made the whole thing.
Nick did the next morning. So we did it on the air.
Yeah, he was saying that night.
But when Nick called, that doesn't solve anything. When Nick called, it said the phone was disabled. Why would I lie about being a psycho?
I have no idea.
What is their end game with this stuff?
You're about to find out.
From Virginia.
He made the whole thing up.
The only phone calls I've gotten have been three robocalls from 704 numbers this morning, which I can't get rid of.
Right. And they went on crapping on Charlotte, crapping on you, making up lies. Like, the whole thing was ridiculous. Fred Tutcher being an unhinged idiot. And Fred Tutcher's a mouth-breathing jackass and a liar.
Yeah!
Fred...
Whoa!
All right.
Hang on.
That's mean. Uh-oh. That's nice. That's not nice.
We call the hot take police on that? It's not really a hot take.
Oh, okay. That's right. It's not a hot take.
It's not a hot take.
It's the truth.
Okay, that's fair.
I don't know what I lied about or what how that would serve me well to admit that I became unhinged and called Jason, and then I called from Detroit. I called Clayton from Virginia.
Somebody said this dude sounds just like Sam the Eagle from The Muppet Show. And that's exactly, yes, he does sound exactly like Denny.
And then he wants us to get on the air and go, oh, screw you. And then he's going to play the audio today. Boo.
Play the part about how you didn't think I could live down south because my last name was Certainly.
Boo.
Play that part. Where you did the crack research and how I convinced the entire city that I lived down south for 20 years.
Well, that would
It's a mind trick. It's a massive mind trick.
Because everyone knows if you want the Boston audience, you claim residency in Kennesaw, Georgia. That's exactly how you win over the bud. That's not at all a hurdle that you have to cover, that you have to jump over. It works perfectly. Now we're going to play the audio. Fred is lying. Now these mouth breathers are on the air today talking about us. And our program director is loving it because he wants to get out of here.
Fred, by the way, I'll be up there in July to see the in-laws for vacation. So instead of calling and trying to bully my producer, you're welcome to bring your complaint straight to me. My name's on the show. So instead of harassing Julian...
calling you out, baby!
Hang on, is this for a fight?
I'll fight him.
Oh, yeah!
Get him, baby!
I'll fight him. If he wants to fight me, I'll fight him. I will. Okay. I mean, if he comes up to me and wants to fight, I'll fight him.
This, right. I mean, how great is this? I'm going to come up here. You want to know who's a tough guy? I'll show you who's a tough guy. I'll get right in your face.
Well, you have my number. Come, I'll fight you. Good.
Just text him. Let's fight.
I mean, if he comes up and to see the in-laws and he finds me and he wants to fight me, I'll fight him. Good.
Okay.
Good. How about that? You come find me, I'll fight you.
Awesome. Let's line it up.
No. He has to do all the legwork. I'm not doing anything. Okay. If he wants to fight me, I'll fight him.
Since you're listening to our show right now, guys, let's make it happen.
Yeah, if you're coming up and you're insinuating that you want to fight me, I'll fight you. How about that? I mean, what is this garbage? Good. Find me. Come find me. I'll be around. And if you find me, I'll fight you. How about that?
Fred, by the way, I'll be up there in July to see the in-laws for vacation. So instead of calling and trying to bully my producer, you're welcome to bring your complaint straight to me. My name's on the show. So instead of harassing Julian, just let me know when you're free, and I'll stop by in July, and we can figure this out like grown men.
Are you insinuating you want to fight me? I accept the challenge. I will fight you.
Excellent.
Good.
You know, you should have him come to the studio that day, and when he walks
I'm not doing anything.
You'll be missing, and Ted Johnson will be sitting in your seat.
Perfect. No, I'm not doing anything. If this is what he's insinuating, and he wants to go through all the rigmarole of finding me, and then he wants to settle it like men, like he said, sure.
If you think he's unhinged and a nut, Mr. Kyle... Why would you want to go toe-to-toe with that?
I don't think that you want to
It's like a cat in a bathtub.
If this is what he's insinuating, and I'm not going to play anything else on the air from you, I'm not going to engage with you in any way, shape, or form, but by some circumstance, if you want to put in the legwork and find me, and wherever I may be, I will be more than happy to fight you. How about that?
Otherwise, be a man, act like a grown-up, and stop acting like a victim, and please stop lying when you got the whole damn thing started in the first place. And that's today's Garage Door Guru opening topic of the day.
your fight was sponsored. Your
garage door, I hope the Garage Door Guru is very happy with their segment. This guy, what an a-hole. I'm going to come up there and find you, sure. Come up and find me.
Someone said, this guy's just going to come and spit in your face, and this gym membership will get canceled.
No, if he spits in my face, I'll call the police and get him thrown in jail for assault.
Bankroll boys, you need to get on the line on this fight. We need a line.
You understand I'm pointing out the absurdity of this.
Of course.
Like, what is he going to do? He's going to come up here and find me and fight me?
He says he's going to.
Sure, then, great. I'll fight him. If he wants to do it, great. I mean, it's absurd. Like, I'm going to be up here with my in-laws, and if you're a man, sure, then. You come find me and I'll fight you.
What an idiot.
We should get Teddy J in here to train you. Come on, Fred.
I'm not making a bit out of this, and he's going to talk about it today, and I'm not playing it.
Oh, I'm making a bit out of it. If this guy really wants to fight you and is serious about it, oh, it's going to be the greatest.
I'm not communicating with him in any way.
I won't communicate, but if they talk about it, damn it, I'm going to play it. If this guy truly wants to come up here and like fist fight you, that would be the funniest thing ever.
Well, it just shows his total command of the English language.
Like, he truly has this vision.
I've never had someone say that to me on the radio before. Sure.
Let's fight.
Sure. I mean, if, seriously, if you, what are you going to go, like, stalk Newton? Like, what are you going to do?
He's gonna
are you
going to
leave your in-laws house and, like search around for me?
I'll be right back.
Or even if you get over to the station, what are you going to do? Walk into a radio station and punch a dude while he's on the air?
Yeah, no, I can't fight you at the radio station.
Well, I mean, it's, apparently he's the one calling the shots, Fred.
You know? No. The station's off limits.
Come on, Fred, pick up some rocks. Come on. Get that wheelbarrow up.
I've never, ever, ever in my career had someone be that lame. I swear to God, if he can find me in my personal life and wants to fight, then I'll fight him. Great.
Someone said, Fred has accepted your challenge and will fight you in July. Hashtag Garage Door Guru.
JP, go ahead.
Hey, guys, I got this. It's going to be the Psycho versus the Guru at Happy Place. We get Jack G to announce it and Zolak's the referee. I would pay to see that. We could have a room set up with a little fishing hole. Does he need a passport to get to Boston? Is that the same country down there? Oh, my God. We got to make this happen.
Oh, I assure you he's going to say, let's have a boxing match for charity.
Oh, yeah. That's where this goes next.
And no,
and we'll do it for you. Pick the charity. You pick the charity.
Not having a boxing match with you. I'm not telling you where I am. I'm not going to answer your phone calls.
He's the one who wanted to fight. You got to find your way up here and find him to fight.
Yep. Then you can't do it at the station because that doesn't count. But if you come up here and you throw and you hit me, then I'll fight you.
How much does this guy hate his family and in-laws that he would leave them while on vacation and fight a stranger who thinks he's unhinged and insane? It's an excellent
point.
This is
the lamest, lamest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, this is
Why don't you come up here and face me like a man? Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Like, oh no, I'm so afraid. Radio guy is going to fight me.
I can't wait. I can't, because I guarantee you this guy's like...
He's going to say, let's have a boxing match for charity. He's not going to play any of this. No, I'm not boxing anybody. I'm not boxing anyone. I'm certainly not doing anything from charity. I'm not telling you where I'm going to be. If you can find me and you want to leave your in-laws in July, feel free. You can come to my son's baseball game. Come fight me.
And fight you while you're coaching?
Well, I'm not going to be coaching. He'd fight me in the stands.
He'd fight you in the stands. Now, that would be awesome.
Yeah, my son's going to play in the under-11 Williamsport team for Newton Southeast. And if you want to come to one of the games, you can certainly fight
me. Where is he going to find you? I don't want to know. Put together a plan, Mr. Carolina guy.
I'm not telling you anything about where I'm going to be or what I'm going to be doing. You got to figure it out on your own. And if you figure out you want to fight me so bad, good. Dumbass.
People are tweeting Dana White saying, put together a card for Fred.
That's right. That's like, let's do it for charity. I'll put on the gloves. Nope. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And by the way, if you're a listener and you want to fight me, I don't want to fight any listener. Just this one in particular person who I don't even want to fight. But I mean, if you're going to...
It's a nut job.
Yes, you are, yeah. As a matter of fact.
Fred Tutcher being an unhinged idiot.
What a dumbass.
At least he didn't threaten to fight somebody that he's never met.
No.
I don't know what unhinged is.
And Fred Tutcher's a mouth-breathing jackass and a liar.
Well, it's true. All of that's true.
I was at dinner with my wife and a friend.
What's that friend doing there? What's he auditioning for?
That's a good point. Let's stop here for a second. I was at dinner with my wife and a friend.
I don't know.
That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe it was an audition of some sort.
I was at dinner with my wife and a friend.
She's some kind of fat person.
Oh. What's that about?
I'd blank me. Would you blank me? I'd blank me.
Well, that's the Charlotte media for you.
A couple of dudes from up north were making fun of Southerners.
Yep. No, I'm not making fun of Southerners. Making fun of Charlotte in Raleigh or whatever the hell it's called. All right, very good. Here are the headlines.
98.5. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Listen, watch, react in real time. Toucher and Rich are on twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub.
Nanny at 5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. 617-779-0985. As the Bruins wait for Memorial Day at 8 o'clock. They will be facing the winner of St. Louis and San Jose. It looks like St. Louis is going to take this thing. If it wasn't for highway robbery, they probably would have won it by now.
You want San Jose, though, correct? That's the easier opponent in your view?
Just because of goaltending?
Yeah. San Jose has a much more explosive offense. I mean, hell, Thornton's the third-line center. He's still getting it done. St. Louis has the better goaltender, but they're top-heavy.
Yeah.
So... look, the way the Bruins are playing right now, I don't care who comes out of the West.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I don't care.
They've
shown that they're so balanced. And to be honest with you, all the discussion about how rusty the Bruins are going to be, that the real danger is Tuukka Rask cooling off over these last 10 days. You know,
that's
that's a major issue because Rask saved them more than once against Carolina, even though the series looked easy. I mean, Rask really saved them from having to go a long way with Carolina in that series. But honestly, if St. Louis wins tomorrow night, they're going to have 6 days off.
Yep.
I mean, what's the difference between 6 and 11? I mean, after the first three or four, I think both teams are rusty.
See, the only thing that would concern me, right, is Rask because with this, first of all, the core group is not young. So I would imagine these days off are good maintenance.
And Chara, up to a point, yes.
Right. And Chara was skating yesterday before practice, so and he looked fine.
No, I don't think there was any doubt he was going to play.
No, but it's good. I mean, everyone said about limiting his minutes and this and that.
Sure.
And everyone's talked about limiting Rask's minutes, so maybe it's a benefit. But the this core is not going to allow the – I mean, they're not going to come out flat. I think that they know the
– It's not coming out flat or not, it's just not being used to game speed. I mean, you saw it, Columbus in game one against the Bruins. They had a week off, and they clearly, you know, I'm sure no one's more fiery than Tortorella. Tortorella did his screaming at them, and they still came out flat in game one because they weren't used to game speed.
That's not a coach's problem. I mean, you got to have a core in there and leadership in the locker room.
I guess my point is you can say as much as you want. It's physically not being used to what a real Stanley Cup playoff game is if you've been away for too long.
Well, they're playing the black shirts or whatever.
Black Aces.
The Black Aces. So,
yes.
You know, and then they have to limit contact with that. Can you imagine if someone got hurt playing the Black Aces?
Guy would never be heard from again.
And Krejci's not practicing, so obviously he needs time.
Maintenance day, right. Yeah.
So, you know, this maintenance time doesn't bother me. And so, you know what? I take a period of them being slow. I mean, let San Jose and St. Louis beat the hell out of each other.
I honestly, at this point, 6 or 7, it doesn't matter. St. Louis wins tomorrow night. They have 6 full days off. I mean, that's just as bad.
I just think that what Tuukka Rask is doing is like borderline magical. Like he's on this weird plane, this weird level right now where we've rarely seen him play like this. And you just worry. And that's
Yeah, we were just talking about this.
And here's Tuukka Rask, or Bruce Cassidy being asked about that. Dan, if you can pop this up. This is, they asked Cassidy about, you know, if he's in the zone, are you worried the time off might ruin that?
Yeah, I don't have a great answer to that. I mean, clearly, we'd like to run him right back out there, the whole group, to be honest with you. But said, we'll talk to him, too, as well. He knows what's in front of him. He's been around. He's a good pro. He'll have to figure out for himself how to get dialed in each day and so that, you know, come next Monday, he's at where he feels is 100% dialed in, which, like I said, I don't even know if he'll have an easy answer for that either because it's just, it is what it is. You're off, so you're going to lose a bit of sharp.
Right. That's the concern. And by the way, I like Jim Murray, so I'm hoping that they play St. Louis so he doesn't have to fly to the coast.
Well, St. Louis is not a great place to visit anyway, correct?
No, St. Louis is a crime-ridden... Infected.
That's East St. Louis.
No, yeah. St. Louis is boring downtown. There's not a lot to do, but I'd far rather just have that flight to St. Louis than I would have to go to all the way to San Jose.
You say St. Louis is boring, but it's got to be exciting knowing right over that bridge is the most crime-ridden area in the country. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah. East St. Louis is one of the worst neighborhoods
Chuck
in America.
Barry, baby.
Yeah.
That's like Gary, Indiana. East St. Louis is not a good place. But St. Louis is fine. Like, it's fine. Like, you know, it's...
boring.
It's, like, it's... Yeah, it's
yeah, fine. I've been there only twice. My sister went to school there, so I had an opportunity to visit.
Mark, go ahead.
Hey, steak and egg, guys.
What's up, Mark?
It looks like Big Jim is going to get his wish, because after last night, San Jose is freaking cooked. Did you see halfway through the third period? They were down to 13 players. They had 8 guys on the bench. It looked so sparse. Like, I was laughing. It was comical. There was all, like, empty spaces on the bench. They lost Hurdle. They lost Pavelski. They lost Eric Carlson last night. They're cooked, guys. They are completely cooked.
What scares you about St. Louis?
What scares me about St. Louis right now is Binnington.
Yeah.
The kid, the rookie, he's like a wall. And now Vladimir Tarasenko is starting to get his groove on, and that scares me a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's...
He would have looked so good in a Bruins uniform, guys. I wish we got him.
All right, well, they made the moves they had to make. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, we have a history of bad stuff happening whenever we have long layoffs. I don't know if you guys remember reading about Ted Williams in 46, but he busted his arm playing in scrimmage games prior to the World Series because the Red Sox were trying to stay fresh. He wound up hitting 200 in the World Series as a result. I'm not a fan of them doing any scrimmages. I don't think it's going to help the team at all.
Listen, that was a reference that is a man who is a scholar of the history of baseball, that you were able to pull out the Ted Williams getting hurt.
Well,
man also was a fighter pilot in 2 wars.
Well, what else do you suggest that they do? If you don't want the Bruins to scrimmage, they have a week and a half off. You want them to go a week and a half without doing anything hockey related like that.
Yeah, but I just...
That's like, insane. Of course you have to scrimmage.
Do a lot of jogging.
Right.
Weather's nice.
Push-ups.
But
that's
made
what you need.
But they did make sure to mention that this was going to be a very limited contact. That this was
sure.
Because remember when Robbins fought McQuaid in that preseason?
Yes. I do remember that.
Kind of dumb. Listen, he made the team the next year.
That was going to say, that was one guy who was playing for his life as opposed to another guy who had his spot locked up.
Yeah, but that's like the thing is you get some hothead AHL guy in there and he starts deciding to pick a fight. He wears up with a broken hand. So, I mean, really, that's the only question. I mean, unfortunately, this game doesn't start for another week, but that is the only question. And I wonder why the NHL has picked Memorial Day evening to do that. It doesn't really make a lot of sense to me.
Maybe they figure everyone will be back and have the old tube on.
Everyone will be back, and they will have to, shake off the whole weekend and stay up to watch the Stanley Cup.
Sure.
All right. Everyone is angry in Brooklyn. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in Washington Square in Brooklyn, and it was one of the worst experiences of my life. I've not disliked living anywhere more than I disliked living in Washington Square in Brooklyn. Back then, there was none of the hipsters. It was just very, very angry people. Very angry all the time. From the minute that I moved in, the literal movement day, the moving truck came, I was yelled at within 10 minutes of them taking the stuff out of the van by two brilliant real estate moguls that bought a side apartment in a building that was owned by a family. So they owned something that was owned by someone else. They owned like a little nook that looked out to the side. It was they were given a plot of land about... 4 feet by 1 foot in which to plant crops. And they screamed and yelled at us right when we got there.
Well, at 8 o'clock, we have a Toucher and Rich exclusive when it involves the people of Brookline and more evidence that nobody's happy there and everybody's angry.
Yes, it's a very angry place, and we'll have that for you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Toucher and Rich.
I read you all loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv. You can also get the Twitch app on your smartphone. Search the Sports Hub. Bob, hello, sir.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
I had the experience. I don't want to say what company I work for, but I was putting some alarms in a guy's house, and he asked me how loud they were, and I said, they're really loud. Don't worry. He goes, well, I have a decibel meter. I want to know how loud they are. Okay.
This is in Brooklyn.
I asked him why he had a decibel meter, and he explained to me the leaf blows.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because we did that story where that woman started a council of people who had their leaf blowers that were too loud, and they had to pass some sort of weird ordinance where, you're right, if it went over a certain decibel, you weren't allowed to do it there. And I guess that it's a completely unreasonable level. Like, you have to get a certain modifier for any kind of current leaf blowers, or there's very few that are on the market that are as low as these people wanted. Can you imagine just being that miserable where you can't have somebody use a leaf blower in your neighborhood?
I am easily annoyed, as you all know. And our neighbors, and I sleep during the day, and our neighbors spent a full year, it's still going on, redoing their home, mm-hmm. and it didn't bother me. Like, I mean, there's a point where it's just, it's white noise. Like, I don't, I'm asleep, and I can sleep through it. I mean, mm-hmm. they're literally, like, putting on additions to the home and you know, nail guns and saws and everything, and it was fine.
Yes, Dan.
Fred, the guy across the street from me is on year 7. And to the point where for the first year, he chipped away at concrete with a machine that just went bang, 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 bang for 10 hours a day. It went from 7 to 5, 6 days a week. So,
first of all, you're out of your mind if you redo your home.
I mean, there was no home there. He's just putting a castle on top of ledge.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
That's right. Yeah. The process takes about 6 years longer than they say it will.
And I also hear that it takes like twice as long to use these leaf blowers that are of a lower decibel because they're not obviously powerful enough. So where they could just usually just get in and get it done fairly quick, now you just have a slightly less loud noise, but for a longer period of time in order to finish that.
Yeah, I know a guy who has a landscaping business, and it's just a huge pain in the ass. And the cops have to come. Like, they can't ignore it. So, like, if they manage to get there in time, which I'm sure they don't want to, but then you got to, like, the cops got to talk to you, and it's just a big waste of everyone's time.
I was out in Brooklyn the other day, and I saw somebody taking a picture of somebody's license plate because they were parked on the street. Then their bumper was not blocking their driveway, but it was indeed blocking where the mailbox thing was. So that you could still get your mail and you could reach it, but they just didn't like the fact that it wasn't a complete foot away from where their mailbox was.
Now, what is having the license plate number going to do?
Well, you know, then they can call the police and say, hey, come get this guy, or I've got his number if you don't do anything about it.
The police are going to respond to a photo you took?
I have a feeling from what we hear next, you're going to learn that the police in Brookline get a lot of strange calls.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And the thing is that, I mean, I told you they took a phone call. They didn't, to my knowledge, I don't know if they came or not, but my wife and I dared to go to dinner when we lived in Washington Square, and we had a dog that was in a crate and didn't like being in the crate, right? So it was squealing or whatever the hell you call it. And there were six people in front of the brownstone. And I said, what are you guys doing here? And they're like, oh, someone's upstairs torturing a dog. That we've called the police. Because there could be no other explanation.
For a dog yelping. Other than, of course, it was getting tortured.
Right. Well, I mean, we dared put it in a crate, which is what they tell you to do. All right. No commercials here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.